You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Steve Des in the freaking building.
Yeah, it's me, Steve Des, here. And a brand new Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast I bring the most, my most amazing and talented and great, superb friends that are here in Hollywood, and they're entertaining you with all their talent and everything they have to give, because here in Hollywood, of course, is the only place in the entire world where the stars collide, and is the only place they shine. Here, Hollywood, California. And they come from all over the world, but this person over here is from this state, is from California, actually. And he is not only an amazing actor, not only a superb editor, musician, director, YouTube personality, and also that creepy guy that stares out in your window. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for horror extraordinaire, Jared Holt.
I'll just pat myself on the back.
There you go, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Doing great, dude. I see. Yes. See your boyfriend here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
So, Pese, what's up, Holmes?
What's up, Holmes?
He thinks he's a cholo.
He's a cholo. I mean, he's Cuban and Mexican. That's the two gigantic beef against too, Puerto Ricans. But yeah, man. I see you rocking it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Trying to? We were just talking about a little bit about the biz and all that. I saw recently that you were coming back to YouTube. Hell yeah.
Woo! Applauses.
Woo! I live for the applause.
So what are going to be your new projects on YouTube when you come back?
You know,
I'm gonna focus on music videos more.
A lot of people don't like me.
That's not true.
You're here. I like you, man.
No, I feel like they don't, because every single time I put out a project, I don't feel like it's received the way that I would like it to be received. However, I've come up with a new formula. And in this formula, formula 50, you're going to get a little bit of everything. You're still going to get the horror, the creepiness. You're still going to get the craziness. But I'm going to bring back my comedy, because I feel like a piece of me has died on that channel, which is the comedy, which is all I used to do.
Mm. But you're really good at horror, though. I feel like that's your thing.
I know. But
I feel like that's what you're destined to be, because if you think about it, you also met the director from Insidious, right?
Yes, James Wan. He was an interesting person.
Well, why would you say interesting and make that face?
I have a story.
Go for it.
You know, I don't like to be controversial, but I mean, it is what it is. So I originally tried out for the movie Dark Skies, which was also, a Blumhouse production. James Wan directed it. And he liked my audition for that. So he invited me to the premiere, which was great news. I was like, yay, the premiere of Dark Skies. And
were you front row?
Yes. And I was sitting with the actors from like Hunger Games, Annie Thurman, stuff like that. And it was just a great experience. So then I get this letter like, oh, we want you to audition for Insidious 2. I was like, yes. So I auditioned for that. And he's like, oh, you know, you're great. But then, of course, I got the boot. And later on, when the film's coming out, I get this letter saying that I'm able to go. Where were we? It was this abandoned hospital where they killed. Yeah. It was this abandoned hospital that they said we can come to. And Cher Lazar was there. And
well, they were doing what? Auditions there? Or
no, they were literally it was the trailer release, yeah.
But okay.
With press and cameras
in an abandoned hospital.
Food. Yes, it was really scary and really creepy, and I have tons of pictures.
But don't you like that type of stuff?
I love it. And so I just thought that James Wan, because I've never mind you, I've never met him in person. It was just emails with his, you know, managers and stuff. And so finally, when I get up to the front to meet him in person, his welcome isn't as welcoming as I thought it was going to be. And I understand if you don't know people, then yeah, you know, you're kind of distant with them. But the fact that he knew me, it was kind of like, I was like, oh, you know, hi. Like, he's like, oh, I know you, this and this and that. I'm like, yes, yes, you know, I tried out for this, I tried out for that. And he, I was like, yeah, so I definitely want to do your, you know, try out for your next film because I create horror videos on YouTube. And he was just like, yeah, just kind of like he brushed me off onto the next. Like, I was like, really, you know? So I guess that's how Hollywood works.
But what, was it, like, mean, or...?
I definitely got that vibe, because I'm not one... I don't really like, take a lot of things personally. Can you hurry? It was very, he was very short with me, that's the thing. Short. And especially considering if I tried out for a film and he liked me, he should have been more, just more willing to have a conversation. So I just felt like he wanted to brush me off, and so they always do with the good ones.
It's Hollywood, man. They just want, you gotta keep at it. You gotta keep at it. I mean, next thing you know, maybe you're knocking at the door of Wes Craven. You're making a movie with him.
I think I'm gonna end up doing what Kesha did, and I'm gonna break into Steven Spielberg's house.
Kesha did that? I didn't even know about that.
Not Steven Spielberg, but she, in order to get a record deal, she broke into someone's house. I forgot who it was, and they found her there, like, just in their house. Like, she was eating and this and that. Yeah.
And she didn't get arrested?
She did. But the controversy over it led people to discover her music. And then, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're going to do something controversial. I mean, you said it already in the podcast when you were starting to say that story. You're going to do something that you're a controversial. You don't want to be controversial, but you are a controversial person.
I don't want to be. Yeah, I don't want to be controversial. And that's why I do stay away from, like, reality shows, unless it's the Real World. I always said if I go in the Real World, like, I have to, because I have, like, a love affair with Bunna Murray. Like, those are my babies.
Talking about reality shows, I'm about to be on an MTV reality show.
Yes, and MTV, and The Real World is on MTV.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Hookup, the one I'm going to be. So, yeah, it's a new show. I'm on it.
They asked me to audition for that and to send in videos and everything like that, and I was going through
send videos, really? I just went to the gas thing. That's it.
Really? They didn't even... Yeah, no. it's funny because, like, a lot of other YouTubers got hit up for this, and
We're looking for a lot of... Especially people... Yeah, especially, I would say, yeah, they would look for YouTubers because they wanted people that were established on Twitter or Instagram.
Exactly. And for me, they were just like, you're gay, so you can't do it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, and that was shocking.
There were gay people at my taping.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
But it doesn't matter. It's not real.
But and that's what I tried to explain to her. I was just like, okay, first of all, I have a list of YouTubers that I personally know who are larger than me on YouTube who would pretend to want to date me and stuff like that. Like, it's acting. Like, it's reality. We all know that it has
direction. Yeah, the majority of dating shows in general, even in court shows is another thing that's super fake. It's all fake.
Yeah, you know, it's made believe. I did a court show. I did America's Court.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah, and they prompted us, and it was all improv. And then my cousin, she did on MTV Parental Control. That wasn't even her boyfriend. Her mom was her mom, but her dad was just her mom's friend. Like, so, you know, it's all fake.
They just hit me up. They're trying to look for people for, like, a Parental Control, but for MTV International.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to do that, I can send the stuff to you. I just don't have any family or anything out here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But international, so where would I go, though?
I mean, they film it here, but it's for MTV International.
Oh, wow. So it'd be, like, parental. Interesting.
And it's going to be on Europe and stuff. So it's not going to be here unless somebody has Dish Network.
I have friends that I could definitely...
Yeah, I can totally send you the information, and wow, it pays pretty freaking good.
I
just don't have absolutely nobody that resembles that looks like me, that is older or anything. I can't find my dad because I know this dude that's 42 and, and he's Puerto Rican. So,
wow.
But I don't know my mom yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but he's already filming like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and all
wow.
that. But he's just a featured extra. But he's in every single episode.
I really want to be on MTV. I realized that's the one network that I just gravitate towards. At first, I thought it was VH1.
Mm-hmm.
But MTV, I just feel like...
VH1? But what are you going to be on? I Love the 80s
yeah, or something no, like that. You know what? Because I used to watch... I'm obsessed with Tiffany Pollard, a.k.a. New York. And she follows me on Twitter, and we've talked, and this and that. And she has a new...
What is she doing?
She has a new show coming out called Ratchet Queens.
What?
Yes, it is. The network isn't confirmed yet, but my speculation is, of course, VH1, because she's working with Chris Abrego. Mm. So, you know, he's the king of VH1 reality shows, and... Like New York, just how could you not like her character, you know?
I mean, yeah, but it's like Omarosa in a way.
But at least she pays homage. She always says, you know, I'm like the modern day Omarosa. And then when she left, it's like Nene was like the even more modern day New York. But no one's as crazy as New York. Like
New York's pretty crazy.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, she's pretty entertaining. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I dabbled into I Love New York and I Love New York too.
Don't forget New York Goes to Work, New York Goes to Hollywood, Flavor of Love 1, Flavor of Love 2, Flavor of Love 3. The whole series, you just...
But I'm gonna say this. New York Goes to Work, that was a stupid show.
You know, and I said the same. I felt like it was semi-scripted and...
Semi? Completely.
No, it just wasn't... It wasn't the authentic New York that we're used to seeing, the really sarcastic New York, the really, like, short and rude New York. It was more of, like, they were trying to put her into this weird character, and it was weird. Well, what was funny was Charm School, when she came back to, like, scare the girls. Yeah, Charm School, that was amazing. And I wish they could bring that type of reality show back, because I would go on it like a dating show.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
How do you feel about that? You are a lot of people say reality TV is ruining America, and you're one of the biggest reality TV fans there is out there, especially VH1.
Yes, I am one of the biggest. Like, I can recite full shows, but I don't think it's ruining America. I think what it's doing is it's giving people a way to get out there, because like even I think her name is Jamie Cho or Jamie Chung. She was on The Real World, I think about season 21.
Is that the one we met at VidCon?
I think she... Oh, no, that was Alexandra Govert. She was from season, okay. I want to say, 24. Okay. San Diego. And so, yeah, she...
Damn, you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Like, season 24, she was at the house.
No, definitely. I watch all reality shows, so you can quiz me on anything. But Jamie Chung, she was in The Hangover, Cinderella. She's done movies. She became a huge actress. And, like, her IMDb credit is so fat right now, and so is her bank account, because it's, like, all because of The Real World. She had a passion for acting. Of course, didn't show it to get on The Real World, but it's look what happened. I mean,
these days you have to be controversial in order to like
exactly.
be some. Look at Miley. Miley blew up just for doing something.
And I respect her totally, because at the end of the day, no one's gonna hand fame or success to you. You have to get it yourself. And the only thing I find wrong with Miley is how she's talking about this movement, because, for starters, it's not a movement. Mm-hmm. It's not a political movement. It's not a civil rights movement. I feel like she does want to be black, which is... that's fine. I mean, if you're a lot of white people these days do want to be black. I get it, even though they tortured them in the past. Now they want to be what they...
In the past? I heard that's still happening in Northern Florida.
And now it still happens, but I'm saying, you get it? It's like you enslave someone, now you want to be. And I feel like with Miley, though, yeah, she's smart of what she's doing, but her calling this whole thing what she's doing a movement is just not proper terminology, because a movement is when you make a change, a difference, something positive. And I don't think twerking or showing your ass.
Well, she made a difference with white girl with no booty. They just put videos now and put twerking. It's not really twerking. Yeah. It's just booty popping that they're doing.
Yeah. But there's, I mean, she's influenced by a lot of, like, a lot, the whole indie scene. That's the thing. I mean, there's Lil Debbie, there's Krayshawn, who's done all the things that Miley was doing before it. But since Miley was already known from being Hannah Montana and this and that, now she basically made what used to be indie popular. So, yeah, and all her friends are indie artists. Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler, the Creator?
Yeah.
He's an indie artist?
Yeah.
I thought he was like a gangster rap.
They're not. Artist. They're none of these people are signed to labels that she hangs out with.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't even think. Does she hang out with Bieber? I don't know.
Well, she hangs out with Pharrell. I'm pretty sure Pharrell is.
Pharrell does have a. But he has his own label now. And Pharrell has gotten to the point where now he has a network of YouTube channels. Like, my favorite is Awkward Black Girl on YouTube. That's really, really funny. And he'll take, like, a lot of black web series, and he funds them and makes them popular, tries to get them on networks.
What do you think of Maker Studios making their own...
Oh, see, I see what he's doing. He's really, yeah. Okay.
Whoa, I'm segueing through it. I'm just going along with the flow.
Definitely.
And you're talking about networks, so we got to talk about that big maker thing that they're trying to do.
So, you know.
That's a movement.
Yeah, that's it. That is a movement. Maker. Maker makes a fool out of themselves all the time. And I can say that.
I mean, they lost Ray William Johnson.
Which was stupid, but they also tried to screw him over in the process. I mean, how do you have someone who's making you millions of dollars per month and making himself millions, and you let that go? Like, you know, and I think at one point, I was reading, like, this blog that he wrote, like, and he was talking about how they did it was so shady. Like, they let him, like, they terminated his contract, but he went to them, like... They came to an agreement, like, we'll terminate on good terms. You can leave nicely. But they, like, held his AdSense hostage or something.
Mm.
So for, like, a few weeks, he was just posting videos just for his fans with no ads, nothing, not getting any revenue because he wasn't linked to any AdSense and they weren't signing over, like, the channel and stuff. See, that's why, moral to the story, don't go with networks, people, unless it's a TV network.
Yeah, it's not necessary to be on the network to even survive on YouTube, you know?
No, not at all. I'm not on a network, and I won't be. Unless,
ever?
Unless it's Big Frame.
Big Frame? You're still hunting Big Frame.
I love Big Frame, and you know this. It's like, I
could have been on Big Frame.
Every single time. It's like, I don't know if they... maybe because Mike Diva's content overshadows mine in a way, because...
No, but
great content, I will say. He is one of my favorite YouTubers.
He's a terrific editor. He did even the music video for Steve Aoki.
Yeah, and he's so underrated, and it's like, that's the stuff I'm talking about. He's so amazing, and like, no one even knows who he is.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, he was doing this whole, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's still doing it, the whole Monday thing. He was just posting video every Monday. Really great videos, like super well edited, and I was like, oh my god, this guy's so amazing. And by that time, he was just getting like 5,000 views.
Yeah, amazing. And still, even now, I think he has like 200,000 subscribers, getting maybe 40,000-50,000 views per video. Like, it's just really unfair.
Yeah.
And then you have people that vlog daily who should remain unnamed that have, you know, over 2 million subscribers in a few months. That to me is. That's really sad.
The person I feel bad for, though, is definitely Charles Strippy, though.
I do. I feel really bad. I do. And how's his, like, recovery going? Like...
It seems pretty good. I mean, he posted a picture, and he was just playing pinball and say, well, recovering.
I feel like that helps you, too. Because I remember when I was in the hospital, I was just joking, like, around with the doctor, like, oh, you know, if I die or something, like, can you... Like, I don't know. Like, I think keeping, like, that kind of open mind, laughing about it, it'll help you, like, through it.
Mm.
But that sucks. Like,
God. Wait, what he has is huge, though.
Yeah, what he has... I don't even think any YouTuber has ever, like, had something this big. Because there's been some YouTubers that have gotten into some bad stuff before. But
nothing that...
This is really bad. But at least he has the support of, you know, everyone, so...
What about the Vine videos? Are you not getting into that? A bunch of YouTubers are just doing Vine videos now.
You know,
they're dedicating their lives to Vine.
Yes, and I have a friend that a lot of people know. His name is Alpha Cat, Iman Crosby.
Yeah.
and his channel was going completely downhill for whatever reason, because honestly, at one point he was one of the most viral people on YouTube. I mean, he has videos with like 50 and 100 million views. Because
I still remember his Barack Obama Thriller video. Yes, it was amazing.
Oh my God. Like, he's such a just creative genius, you know? Mm. And so his channel was going down, down, down. Then he got on Vine. And
it was after that divorce.
It just, oh my God. You remember Lisa?
I remember Lisa.
Oh my God.
People don't remember
Nobody
Lisa.
Nobody remembers her. Every time I mention her, they're like, who? I feel like he paid them off to like not mention her ever. Because I mentioned her and he's like, who? But yeah, like, he has over 1 million followers on Vine right now.
Mm.
That's like 10 times more than his YouTube.
But that's also thanks to King Batch and
Daystorm, and it really revived his YouTube channel, because now he has like a deal with Simon Cowell, and was on his YouTube channel and all this stuff. So Vine. I guess I got in too late, as usual.
I mean, you can still, you know, I all the time I see the best Vine videos, I see random people that, weren't big or anything.
I just feel like part of it is, I don't know if they're buying the likes and stuff, because, you know, you can do that.
Which, yeah.
And like I said, when it comes to that, if we're going to talk about that, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, people say it's cheating, but I feel like, because even with Miley Cyrus, we all know that she bought views to push Wrecking Ball to number one in 24 hours. But I don't see it as a bad thing. I just feel like it gets you out there, because, I mean, look how much content there is out there. It's like, I would do it if I had the money, but I just don't.
It's like being a baseball player, man, and you see Barry Bonds hitting home runs, and he's juicing, you know, You go like, why am I not juicing? Because he's getting all the glory, but he's cheating all this time.
Exactly.
I should do it too.
So, like, if I have a good video, no one sees it. But if I have a great video and then I buy, like, 2 million views and it gets on the front page of YouTube and people are like, wow, this video is so amazing. Why have I never seen it before? Now it's put into their face, you know?
Mm.
I just don't agree. If you're, like, because I've seen, like, some people pay for views and ratings and likes and stuff on bad content. I feel like that's where it kind of kills it for me, because I'm like, there should be rules involved.
Yeah, that's what happened for me in YouTube, really. It was, I was so disappointed in the fact of, like, the videos I really... Because I have a lot of videos that, honestly, I'm like, that was crap. But yeah. I have tons of videos that I'm like, I put my heart into this video. I put everything, time, effort. I edited 3 days straight, no sleep. Did all this work for, you know, it took me 2 months maybe to make this video, and then it only gets 5,000 views or 10,000 views, and I'm like, ah. And then I see a guy just talking to a webcam and going like, hey, guys, is 9/11 happened, and then bam, million views.
Yeah, I have my own opinions on those people, but we won't go into that.
That's what you mean. I mean, there's some people that have talent, and there's some people that don't have talent. People don't have talent.
I feel like also looks overshadows talent on YouTube, and it's really sad, because there's a lot of good-looking people, but certain people fit that cookie-cutter mold, if you know what I mean.
But another thing that proves for me is, like, consistency is not really that relevant. Cause,
it's not.
Because there's this guy that I'm a huge fan of. Mm-hmm. His name is Dashy XP. You know him? By any chance?
I do.
You like him or not? You don't like him?
We just don't talk anymore.
Oh, okay. But I've been a huge fan ever since, you know, I started seeing his videos. I'm like, whoa, like,
great videos, are super, great videos. Super funny. Definitely.
And sometimes some of his videos are, like, really, really funny. They don't get that many views. And he's still, like, I feel like throughout the years, even now when I see his stuff, he's still in the same level. It's still in the same.
But even then, he is at least getting more recognition than some, because, I mean, he has, like, even his gaming channel is doing well, and... You know, he's doing decent. He's not doing terrible. I consider terrible, like, 10,000 views and less, to be honest. Because to me, I feel like no one's watched it. That's how I feel. I know that's sad, but it's when you put so much work in, like, you understand. It's like when you don't expect the outcome. Because you saw, I don't know if you saw my Lifeline video, my music video.
Yeah, I was just checking it.
Produced, edit, directed.
It has like 5,000 of them.
Like, it has like 32,000. 32,000. Really? Are you kidding me? Like, I had no label backing me. That, I can honestly say, was like a masterpiece that I created.
Mm.
The fact that I made the music and the video, and I don't know. That's what happens.
Basically, man, it's YouTube could be this. It's like acting in a way. Like, you go on audition and you get this big audition and you're like, oh my God, this is going to change my life.
Yeah.
And you go and the casting director always tells you, oh, you did great or whatever. Sometimes they don't even tell you anything, but most of the time they're like, yeah, okay, yeah, you did great, yeah.
I hate when they're fake. I recently went to a Disney audition with, it was
like a Disney channel or like a Disney theme park?
It was
park?
Like a Disney movie that was coming, a new Disney movie that's based on like two track teams that are competing against.
Oh, I know so that movie, know yeah. I actually auditioned too.
Yeah, so you had to do a lot of running, correct?
Yeah.
They were knocking people off just like boom, 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 knock them off. And I was keeping up with people. And I used to run track and cross country in high school, but I haven't ran in like, 2 weeks and, smoking hookah and stuff. It your quality of running does go down. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, I was keeping the hell up. And the fact that it's like they don't care. They even commented on my technique.
I'm looking, though, for more, like, Latinos for that movie, though.
No, that's probably why they called you in, because they had, the rival school is the Latino.
Oh, that's for the one they called me for.
Yeah, the other ones, yeah, that's probably what they called you in for. But, I'm telling you, it was like, I was doing so good, and they were telling me, they were like, oh, you have great technique, you're this and that, because when I was running, I was looking, straight forward and this and that, and really knowing, like, where are these cameras going to be? Everyone else who was running, I guess were actual runners or football, whatever, they were like, they were quick, they were built, they were muscled, but they had no, like, we're making a movie here, people, and there's going to be breaks in between, like, and I feel like at the end of the day, they wanted to choose the real runners over people who do have running experience but know how to act.
Hmm.
Because they, I guess, rather train people camera direction than teach them how to run. But my running wasn't bad. So, I don't know. They sent me home, and I was pissed. I was legitimately mad because I'm just like, when am I going to get a job? Because I need work. Like, I need money.
When was the last time you had an acting job?
Last year, on my birthday, December 19th.
What was it?
It was This Changes Everything with James Woods, which is now Futurescape with James Woods. Still not out yet. So, still no pay. Yeah, it's still not out yet.
I mean, but you shot today also, the Blurred Lines thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but that's, music videos and stuff, yeah. But I want actual legitimate, like, that show, who knows if that's ever going to come out. I've shot so many shows before that never even hit the airwaves. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I did a Lifetime show. it's so funny. I did Prank My Mom, right? Yes, I did.
Prank a real mom or a fake mom?
No, I pranked my real mom, and they never aired the episode. And later on, I found out because my mom, it's funny how things work. My mom, she was in a bar, and Vivica Fox is the narrator, like, host of the show. Like, this next prank will be, like, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she sees her in the bar, and Vivica's drinking, my mom's drinking, whatever. And then she's like, Vivica, is that you? She's like, yeah, blah, blah. So she's like, yeah, my son, we did this show, Prank My Mom, because she knew she was the host. But we never, you never get to see the host. That's just like, they film that some other time. She's like, really? I never saw the episode or whatever. She's like, yeah, because they never aired it. And then, Vivica was like, oh, you know what? I feel like I know who your son is because they were talking about something in the office. Like, I guess she was drinking. She let it all out about how he had too many Twitter followers or too much. Like, they didn't want me to be, like, found out or known. It's like, oh, God damn. It's like,
So Twitter followers hurt you in that particular audition.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it always hurts me, though. I feel like they Google me or something and they come up with my websites or my YouTube channel and they're like, he's clearly trying to do acting. So it's like, as far as reality, this whole YouTube thing, like, it hurts you. But real acting jobs, I don't know.
I mean, you got to keep on trying because I think you're on the right track. You're on the right track. You met people. You got invited to premieres, even though, you know, people come up short and just, things like that. But
yeah.
But still, like, you're on the right track. It's just a matter of, like, you still need to find those people that are going to give you that break, you know?
Yeah, and it's crazy, like, how many people I've actually met. Like, now looking back on it, because 2 years ago I didn't take my acting career seriously because it was just more of, like, I think that's kind of when I met you for the first time, too. 2 years ago at VidCon. Like, mm-hmm. We had talked a long time before that, but we met in person.
In VidCon.
I still have that picture, and we were drinking, and I was telling you, I was
Dion
like,
Dion was there.
Yeah, Dion was there, and I was like, oh, Screen Actors Guild, Screen Actors Guild. And you're like, yeah. And we were just talking and having a good time, but it dawned on me, like, I'm not even doing shit with, like, my acting career. So that's it. That kind of motivated me to put the burner and really start it up because I was just like, you know, I guess I'll do plays. I guess I'll do YouTube, you know, Broadway. I guess I won't try to do film or TV because it was so unimaginable, like so far out of my reach.
A little side note about VidCon. I almost had sex with an underage girl over there.
What?
No, it didn't happen. Oh. No, but I remember when I was there, and that's why I didn't even go to VidCon this year.
Oh, the girl that was on the bed with this...
Not this, that one.
Oh, okay, because that, I was like, yeah, that was really underage. She was like 14, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, not that one. It was your friend. I said, oh, she's pretty. And you said, she's a model. And then and I said, how old is she? And you said, she's like 16 or something. And I'm like, oh, no.
Shana, Hannah, yes.
Anyway, I'm taking now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're taking now. But wow, by that was she really going to do it? Like, was she?
I was talking, but like the thing
she's
is...
She's really sweet. I just feel like she's really mature like for her age. Like,
yeah, that's why you were telling me she's really mature for her age. I'm like, it doesn't matter. That. She's still underage.
Yeah, like she's young, but like she'll tell me stuff sometime. Like, yeah, you know, I just got done like with smoking weed. And I was like, whoa. Like,
man,
so young.
VidCon, I wish I was 16 and VidCon existed when I was 16. Because
yeah.
That would have been a party. I just saw, when I went to VidCon, that was the only time I ever been in VidCon. That time that I met you, and 2 years ago. And when I went there, it was just a freaking fuckfest. Like,
yeah.
Everywhere, of kids.
There's
everywhere.
A lot of fucking going on, and a lot of...
Especially that room, that girl with that guy.
Yes.
That guy gave me his demo. I still have it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Oh.
He gave me his demo, like a CD.
I remember...
Yeah, he's like, oh, check me out, man. And I'm like, yeah, I still have it. Because the other day I was checking through my old stuff. I'm like, I still have this demo.
I haven't seen a bunch of stuff in a VidCon box from that year, too. I didn't take anything from VidCon this year. I didn't take any pictures. I actually left early. I left after
you didn't go to make your party?
Or 3 days. Because, well, no. Let me tell you why. Let me let you in.
I remember last year he was like, "Let's go to a maker party." I'm like, "I can't go, man."
I got in.
Yeah, you got in. I didn't get in.
I got in because you know I have the hookup. But to me, it was like, oh, you know, Krayshawn was in there.
Really?
Yes. Being ratchet, of course, she pushed over the cake. But yeah, it's Krayshawn. She's funny. She just had her baby. But that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. Crazy, I'm pregnant. But Gucci. this year at VidCon, you know, I left early because I don't like being around. I don't like being in an environment. Like, I called him right away when I was I had enough. Because every year it seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And, mm-hmm. I mean, that's understandable because the fans, they want to be involved and they want to come and stuff like that. But... it was, like, just seeing, like, people that you used to talk to or whoever like this, you know, in, like, literally maybe an 8 to 9 month time span go from, like, anywhere between 10,000 subscribers up to, like, being one of the most top subscribers, you know, 2 and 3 million subscribers. Do they do music? No. Do they do... sketches? Do they make short films? What do they do? No, they vlog. They talk to a camera And because they, you know certain people, then they get all of these fans. And that wasn't the reason why I left, because I'm not a jealous person in that sense. But it is kind of irritating because you're like, wow, talent, you know. But it was, I'm in the lobby and literally you see one, two, three different whatever people, and you just see huge crowds around them, to the point where one of my friends was trying to get to the elevator, and all his fans, they noticed that he was like trying to get back to his room. They were running, knocking over lamps, breaking the walls, cracking, like, they, to the point where the whole elevator, the doors were dented.
Wow.
Yes. And when he had his meetup in the main hall, it was like they had to make three lines because the line already went outside of VidCon across the street to the Marriott. 15,000 people in his line.
Insane.
For vlogs once a week. Like, that's what I'm talking about. And so
that's why you're getting into
Yeah, I know I'm getting into vlogs, but at the same time, I feel like, what's a black guy doing, like, vlog? Like, what? I guess black people really have no place on YouTube, because it's the truth. You know, a lot of people don't like to hear the truth, but I will say that is the truth. Like, all they care is this cookie cutter, this white boy, this Justin Bieber lookalike, this Austin Mahoney. Like, if you look anywhere remotely like that, if you have blue eyes, blonde hair, and white skin, you're going to be very successful on YouTube. That is the formula that I've cracked, and people don't have to agree, but you know it's the truth.
It is.
You've seen these little boys, and to a certain extent, of course.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Not everybody makes it.
No, but the quickness, the speed of how quickly they rise, and how, not potent, that's not the word for it, how attached their fans are is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have mainly kids.
I have some friends. Let me just, I will tell you, I have some friends that get more retweets on per tweet than Lady Gaga. That's sad. Like, honestly, the thought of
Lady Gaga doesn't mean Lady Gaga have like 40 million followers?
42 million.
Wow.
And they have,
She can quit everything and she will be extremely well. Yeah.
But they have 300, 400,000 followers pulling 35,000, 40,000 retweets per tweet. Like, because their fans are so attached. So imagine if they had 40 million, like.
Yeah, that's why Twitter can be a powerful tool, too.
Very powerful.
If you think about it. Are you 100,000 followers plus all legit?
I did purchase, like, about 10,000 of them back in the day just to like boost
that up,
because I used to
I knew this guy that he was literally following a bunch of people.
I used to follow a lot of
oh
people.
My god,
when I tell you, look,
I can't do that, it's too much work.
There is no bot out there that can automate, like, people always ask me all the time, like, because I used to be following like 20,000-30,000 people. Like, oh, you know, what bot do you use? What do you use? I'm like, I do this by hand. They're like, bullshit. I'm like, no, seriously. When I just go, I do hashtags, keywords, and I was just following people. And typically, they would follow back. And once you get to a certain amount of people that you're following, people just, they come to your profile and they're like, oh, he's following a lot of people. So they follow you. And then you just follow them back. And then that's how I started developing the follow back thing. I never, you know, I don't know, but it was hell trying to unfollow, I will say. There is no bot out there that can do that.
Yeah, that takes forever.
When I tell you, and I was calculating, I was like, okay, if I unfollow, but I was doing, I think, 50 pages an hour. So I was unfollowing like 300 people, and it took me like 2 weeks just to unfollow 20,000.
Yeah, one of my first endorsement deals from YouTube was this guy. He had this little, it was really small business. It was called T-Fuse. It was a website about making your own T-shirts and selling them, kind of like one of those websites that they still have. When I got that endorsement, I started working with him with the shirts and all that stuff, and his business was just going down. Until he just gave up and said, I'm just going to do something else. And he was starting to work in the entertainment business, doing his own, like, production company and all this stuff. And his strategy was that, like, following everybody on Twitter so he can get a bunch of followers. But, oh, my God. He was following, like, over 50,000 people.
Yeah.
And he had, like, over 100,000 followers. But it took him forever because he was doing it by hand as well.
Yeah, by hand. And that's also a thing that makes... And I feel like a lot of people are using that method now. Like, and when I did follow a lot of people, like, a lot of people... Like, they would, like, come to my profile and be like, oh, you know, I unfollowed you because you followed too many people, which I understand, but then I don't, because I was like, if you really want to follow my tweets, it wouldn't matter. And plus, what I did, like, for my friends, I had a list, because you can make lists on Twitter, mm-hmm. and I had a list of 200 people, and every time I opened Twitter, it would just go straight to my list, so I wouldn't see any of the spam on, like, my homepage feed. And Raylam Johnson, he follows, like, everyone now. He follows, like, 500,000 or 600,000 people. Because it gets them attached to you, like, oh, Raylam Johnson's following me, so I'll never unfollow, which it does work. It really does work when you follow people. So, Gaga, yeah, all these people that follow people.
I find it hilarious when I see someone that follows only one person or nobody. Like, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, I think he follows nobody.
Yeah, Beyonce, she follows only her sister and her husband, and she has, like, 2 or 3 million followers, but she's never tweeted. It's like, yeah, she's that, because it's beyond, it's the queen bee. She could do that. Imagine if she was tweeting and people knew she had a Twitter, because it's verified, like, it's her official Twitter, but she's never tweeted and she has millions of
followers. I guess she's more of a classy, old school.
No, she's not old school.
The classy, old school woman? What? No.
Not at all. Beyonce is not classy.
You don't be, you know,
not,
you know that.
Old school. She's more of this kind of, I picture her like. I kind of feel like she doesn't text. I feel like she
she texts. She's young enough to wear. Like
she doesn't text, she calls. That's what you're saying? You know, Beyonce, when she goes to the mall, she rents the entire mall so she can go and shop by herself.
Is that old fashioned?
That's not old fashioned.
Exactly.
Whoever is babysitting Beyonce's daughter, she rents an entire building for her daughter.
Wow.
Talk about that's not old fashioned.
No, that's not at all.
That's baller.
In the social media way. You know,
no, I don't think she is.
They didn't have Twitter. Didn't have kind of stuff.
She's not even like old fashioned when it comes to social media. I just feel like a lot of people don't want to get involved in certain websites. Because Twitter, it took me a long time to really get on it. And same with Instagram. I was just like, why? What's the point? Like, I knew people were using it, but what's the point if I'm already doing what I'm doing on Twitter? Like, that's why. So,
like me, I have an Instagram, but I have a Facebook.
I post stuff from time to time. I don't like to blast stuff all the time. Like, I have a friend of mine that he's posting like every 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And he's like complaining, why don't I get more likes? I'm like, because you're blasting the page.
You post too much.
Spam.
It's spam. I wish there was a way to purchase real followers. Wouldn't that be nice? Like, just buy real fans.
Buy real fans. That's never gonna happen.
Mm-mm.
Unless you start like tweeting everybody and going like, one thing that really helps, at least for me, is I like to look for random hashtags. And
yeah,
I answer, I talk to people. Like, I just reply to them back, and then bam, they follow me for no reason. Because I just talk to them.
Yeah, they're like, what? Hi. And even
with
me.
Oh, my God. I got interaction with somebody.
If I go search, things that I find funny. Like, he always knows. Like, if I find something funny, I'll search it on Twitter. Because Twitter is, like, a really conversational website to where there's at least one person out there thinking the same thing as you. So, like, I'll type in, like, diarrhea butt burn or something, like a keyword, right? And it'll come up and people are like, oh my God, I just had the worst diarrhea, my butt's burning, and it was explosive.
Wait, like, is this like a legit thing?
Yes, like search what you're thinking on Twitter.
No, but I'm saying the diarrhea.
This didn't happen to me, but this happened to someone else. And I just wanted to see what people were saying about it. And so I went down the list and I favorited a whole bunch of tweets. People were like, oh my God, you're verified, you're this, you're that. And they started following me just from favoriting their tweets. So
how do you get verified? Just because you get a ton of followers or?
No. Oh, it's the hardest process in the world.
Because I know Shane Dawson in the beginning, he was like, how do I get verified? He was just constantly worrying about that.
It was really, really difficult. It was a difficult process. Like, I had to fill out a whole bunch of paperwork and then SPACs IDs and, yeah. But it was because at a certain point on Twitter, I had a lot of, what do you call it? impersonators. Mm. And so, yeah.
That means you're famous, man. You're at least Twitter famous.
Yeah, I mean, not Twitter famous. I did get 2,000 retweets the other day on a tweet. Like, it was crazy.
What was the tweet?
I have it here. I took a screenshot of it because, like, I wanted to remember this moment. I said, here it goes. It says, "Why hasn't blank been around lately? I thought you were friends." So that's like the parent talking. And then me, "Fuck that bitch." See?
"Why hasn't blank been around lately?"
Yeah, because you know it's true. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, they're fake. So, you know. And, it got 1,923 retweets because it started getting retweeted by like little
mini- maybe you really need to be on The Real World, man, because it seems controversy is just a thing that makes you pop.
It really does. I don't like people. I think that's what it is. And so, like, with me, like, I know the first thing I would do when I got into the house is like take someone's stuff and frame it with someone else to make sure that two people fight. Like, I would just make sure that the whole house is just going against each other like wild animals. And then I'm just sitting over here in the corner just watching it all unfold. But see, America would be laughing with me, but they wouldn't know in the house. It would just...
So you'll be the evil mastermind of the house. Oh, what about if they vote you out of the house, though? They can do that.
Yeah, but they wouldn't because, see, you...
You're going to form alliances?
Well, not only that, and that's... I love your term because alliance is such a reality term. They always say, you know, we need to form an alliance. It's true. But, people don't know, like, producers, when they see, like, oh, this is going to be really good ratings, behind the scenes, like, they'll sometimes pay people to leave or pay you to not vote, you know, for it to go a certain way. Mm. Because I was watching Bad Girls All Stars. I don't know if you've ever watched the Bad Girls Club.
I cannot watch that show.
I can't anymore.
I feel like my head is going to explode if I watch that
I can't anymore because it's all based on fighting, which is so stupid. Like, I love... The drama that I like is not, like, fist fighting. I love argumental... Like, that to me is hilarious because...
I just want
to
punch the TV when I see it.
Because it's like, what?
Yeah. So anyway, Natalie Nunn, she was on this, and she was like the baddest of the baddest bad girl. But they put her into this house with all the other bad girls from the other seasons, and they were trying to vote her off because she got the most famous out of everyone. She has like a million followers on Twitter. She's married to a football player now. She's had 5 other shows on Oxygen. Like, you know, she's really famous off of it. So they put her in the house, and everybody was mad at her. And like, so... they were trying to vote her off, and she was like, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm leaving, blah, 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 I'm going home. So she walked off set, and you can hear the producers in the back, like, no, Natalie, no, 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 blah, blah, blah. She's like, no, get my shit right now, I'm going home. Like, when you're that popular and controversial, you control the producers. Like, they're like, yeah, they're forming against me, you better make them stay. And she stayed till the end. Of course, she didn't win the prize money, but it just kept the ratings up, so...
Are you still auditioning for The Real World?
Recently auditioned, and I feel like I'm not getting put through because I'm not 21 yet. So, you know, I think the requirement is 21 to 24.
When are you trying? This December you turn 21?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would have to try next year again. But the thing about it is they've had 18 and 19 year olds and 20 year olds on the show before.
Yeah, that girl on VidCon was 19, right? Was it
the girl? Yeah, she wasn't even 21 when she was cast, and someone else in the house,
she probably lied too.
Yeah, and
that's what Mila Kunis did to get the 70 show too.
I was texting her because now we're friends, like, it's crazy. Yeah, I was texting her, and she we did a little interview and stuff on her because MTV, they have her set up on Speedcast and stuff, but. I was texting her right after audition. I'm like, they don't like me. Like, what am I doing? Because after and she was like, oh, but she didn't really help me. And I realize now, like, if someone's been on a reality show before, that person actually has influence on getting you on because they have ties to, like, producers and mm-hmm. stuff. And I don't think she wants to get me on because she feels like I'm more talented than that. She's like, no, you don't want to go on the Real World and stuff. But I'm telling her I'm using it as a stepping stone. It's not a means to an end. It's like, yay, I'm a reality star now. No, I'm using it to boost and, you know, get out there. And Yeah, so they sent me home.
I mean, it's a tough hole, though, because some people make it out of there, but some people just stay in that reality
base. See, but I know that I would make it out only because I have a plan. Like, I have a plan of action for everything. Like, that's
great.
The thing I have, it wouldn't just be, okay, I'm in this reality show, I'm coming home, now I'm gonna sit on my ass because I'm making money from appearances. Because then you die out and you lose your. Because I know the girl from Real World Portland, which was last season. Her name is Naya Moore, and we became friends while her season was on, and
through Twitter.
Yeah, through Twitter. That's crazy. Yeah, I followed her and she followed me back. She's like, "Oh, this person's verified. He has a lot of followers." And because I found her Twitter before, like on the day one, I was like, "That black girl, that's the one who's going to be the most controversial," which she was. She gave me what I needed. She had only like 500 followers. I followed her right away because I swooped her up under my good wing, and we became friends and stuff. And, you know, literally everyone else on the Real World had like 1,000, 2,000 followers. First day her episode came out, 10,000 followers. I was like, yeah, and we're friends now. It's like, and we still talk to this day, like, and they even named episodes after her, like, oh, Hurricane Naya, because she was just this beast. Like, she really went in. Like, she even cracked someone over the skull with a lamp. Okay? They're supposed to send you home. The producers didn't want to do it because they were like, if we send her home, the season finale is not going to end out with a bang. So,
wait, so this was her choice that she did this?
She cracked someone over the head.
It wasn't like the producer said, "Hey, you should do that."
No, it's because this guy.
She's fucking crazy.
Yeah, well, this guy, he spit on her. Like, it's nasty. You shouldn't be spitting on people. And milk, and it was just gross what he was, and trying to rape her. He was a pervert in the house, but. She was like, she's like, "Jordan, don't come near me. I'm going to crack you over the head with this lamp," right? And then so she was like, "You know what? Before I do anything stupid, I'm going to go in the back and go on the producer phone and call the producer." So she called the producers, like, well, she told me all this, but obviously they didn't show it on TV. They just showed, like, "Jordan, don't touch me." Bam. But really, she said it was, like, 15 minutes in between that. She went to call the producers. She was on the phone with the producers. And she's like, "You know, can I do this? Can I, you know, kill this nigga? And, you know, can I crack this nigga over the head? Like, wigga." And they were like, "You know, Naya, you know, it's your choice, you know, blah, blah." And she's like, "Just tell me, can I do this? Will I get sent home?" And they're like, "Well, you know the rules, this and that." And they were basically telling her, "Yeah, you'll get sent home if you crack him over the head." So she went back and went to sleep in her bed. But see, then of course he came into the room. They didn't show all this, and she's so mad. He came into the room and pulled her covers off and got her by the ankles and pulled her off the bed. So there was like a lamp there, and she was like, "Ah!" She reached for it and cracked him over the skull, and he was out cold. And on top of that, like, she was kind of mean to him, though. But she
premeditated this. She called the producer. She's like, "I'm gonna crack this nigga with this lamp."
But the thing about it, though, is she was smart enough to, like, "I don't want to get out of the show, so I'm going to go to sleep." And then he comes and grabs her by the ankles out of the bed. Like, could you imagine that? You're asleep. You're not. The lights are off. But he still thinks you guys are arguing. So he comes into the room under the covers and pulls you from down from the foot of the bed. Like, you're going to grab a lamp and crack him because you gave him a chance. You know, it's not like she just cracked him over. And then what was worse is that he didn't have a hand.
He didn't have a hand. He had a hook.
Yeah.
He had a robotic.
He had a stub for a hand. Oh my god.
It was like Josh Blue.
Let me tell you something though, because on day one I had a soft spot for him, but he was such a bitch. Where it's like he had a hand, right? But these three fingers were missing, so it was like a telephone, right? So one time, Naya, I remember this one time, like, he was saying something to her. She was like, "Oh, that's why you have a permanent telephone on your hand or something, like, you're always calling." And he was like, "Wow, really? Really?"
I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to say, I apologize to my listeners that are handicapped, but I'm going to say this. Some handicapped people are assholes, like, huge assholes.
And he was. Oh, and he was a woman abuser. Like, he was talking about how, like, oh, yeah, I don't care about women. I only use them for their bodies and this, and that's all women are good for, and they should go make me a sandwich. That's why I didn't have a soft spot for him. You expect me to feel sorry for you because you have this disability, but, you know, it's like, of course, we're going to talk about it if, like, I would do the same thing. Like, everyone was like, oh, Naya, whoa, you talked about his disability, but he's calling you bitches and hoes and cunts. And she said the stuff that they bleeped out was like bitch and hoe, but the stuff they cut out was like, there's, she said he was like calling her cunt and like pushing her up against the wall and stuff, and she tore that ass up. She should have. Yeah,
that's the way to go. That's the way to go.
Handicapped people are true assholes.
Well, I remember I hopped on the LA Metro Red Line. And there was this handicapped dude. He was in a wheelchair, and he came by, and it was packed. It was like, he was just screaming, like, move out of the way. Move out of the way. I'm handicapped. Move out of the way. Get the fuck away. I'm handicapped. And then somebody spoke up, and they were like, yo, just because you're handicapped, you're not, you know, you're not supposed to be saying all this stuff.
Yeah, you don't need to be like that.
Shut the fuck. He was like, shut the fuck up. I'm handicapped. And he just kept going. And I'm like, this fucking asshole. Like, I just want to push him out of the wheelchair, but I know that's so mean.
Yeah.
I try to help the
I would have kicked. Yeah.
You know, women. She's like, I could do it myself, you asshole, or something like that.
It's
and
like.
Then she actually felt, and I grabbed her, right? And
this brings me to a good point.
She turns and she's like, oh, thank you.
It's like how I see it, and I always tell people this. Whenever you're a bitch to someone and an asshole, and it's like say I come, like say you're working somewhere, say you're working at Krispy Kreme Donut or something, and I roll up to the window, and you're like, oh, you know, welcome to Krispy Kreme Donut. How may I help you? How may I take your
you're
order?
You're still doing the finger thing.
I know, yeah, Jordan. And then so, what if you're like, oh, you know, how may I take your order? And I'm in the car. I'm just like, you know, I don't even answer your question about how I'm doing. I'm just going to, you know what? Give me this, this, and that with a glazed donut. Blah blah blah. That'll be all, and I drive up to the window, right? But it's like when you're a bitch to someone, they want to be all nice. But the moment you're nice, like if I come up to the window talking about, you're like, if I come to the window saying, you know, hi, excuse me, how was your day? Blah blah blah. I would like a glazed donut. Then what do you want? Just get to the order. Like that's how people are. Like when you're nice, they feel like they can run over you. So just. What's the story? Be a bitch to everyone.
Be a bitch.
Except for your friends. You can be nice to your friends.
I don't think in this industry, I feel you should be the nicest
you know,
to everyone as possible.
I try to be nice, but there was this one. You know what? I took him to this audition for this. It was like a film. Yeah. And I forgot what the girl did. I wasn't really sure, but she was being a total bitch.
She was an actress?
Yes.
Okay.
Really bitchy, trying to go before people, like, on the sign-in sheet. Like, she was like, oh, you know, I've been waiting too long. I have other things on my agenda. And at the end of the day, I was just like, well, then leave. No one's telling you to be at this, because the casting director was late. But at the end of the day, you should know it's always a possibility. Things can happen. If you really want that role, you're going to stay. And so some people left, but some people stayed. But she was mad because she was missing something else she had for that. Like, no one told you to stay. So she was, like, telling people, oh, no, I'm going before and this and that. And you know what? No, don't take any more people up there to audition. I need to go right now. And I've been waiting. Just really bitchy. And I was talking shit about her, and I think she heard. Like, I don't know what happened.
Did you had to audition with her?
No, like, I went. I think I went up from my
audition. That would have been hilarious.
I think I talked shit about her. I was like, this bitch. And everyone agreed in there with me. She's like, yeah, she's a bitch. I was like, yeah, but I'll tell it to her face. Like, let this bitch come at me, right? And so, you know, I was like, really, like, let this bitch come at me. Like, I will shave her bald. So, so I went up for my audition. I really did good or whatever. And then I came back down to get him, who was sitting in the waiting room with the other actors. And I come back, and I'm looking at her, and she just has this mean, this look. Like, whether they, I don't know if they said something. Did they say something? Because I wasn't there. I don't know if they told her. Even if they did, like I told him, I was like, when something comes out of my mouth, I take full ownership and responsibility. Like, if I say something to you about somebody and you go and tell them, I'm not going to get mad at you because at the end of the day, that's how I feel. So it's not, you know, so I wasn't mad at them, but I was just thinking, like, why is she mad? Like, and if she wants to go, let's go. Like, I'll tell you to your face, right? So, and it's funny because before that, I was talking about New York with, like, having a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. I was like, if the hoe ever pops off, I will make her into a garden hoe. So, then, so yeah, so he told me, yeah, what happened? Like,
she just came into the room.
Oh, yeah, she asked him, where's your friend?
Where's your friend? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't know where he is. And, well, she's like, I need to have a little talk with him.
Yeah, like, she wanted to have a talk with me.
I'm like, well, you should wait for him, because I'm not good.
But she didn't want to wait, because she had a thing, but... I would have told her, like, if she would have been like, what's your problem with me? I would have been like, because you're a bitch. That's my problem with you, you know? Like, I just don't like people who act that type of way. Because at the end of the day, these casting directors are giving you an opportunity. This is not an open audition. They're giving you an opportunity to audition. But let alone, everybody else was here earlier than you. So why are you bitching that he's late and you still haven't gone because you're at the bottom of the list and you're trying to get moved up to the front, which she did.
Irritated. I guess she was in a hurry. Too.
Well, I would have told her to her face. I don't even care. So yeah, so then I went into the parking lot, and then, of course, I feel like controversy and drama and arguments, they just follow me. I don't know why, because I'm a really nice person, but I just tell it how it is, you know? I like to...
It's all that reality show, man.
It is.
Just pouring out of you. Every time you sweat, it's just Bad Girls Club. Bad Girls Club.
Bad Girls. Uh-huh. I want it. Let's get it.
Like, he does that with me, and I'm like,
yeah, but like I play around.
Why are you trying to be this?
No, I don't try to be. I don't try to be. They try to be.
What are you trying to
be? Me. That's what you don't understand.
See,
I just feel like no. They
do you watch this shows with him?
No, I don't like reality because it's like sometimes it just exaggerating.
I mean, there's good reality. Have you seen Doug Dynasty? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've seen. Well, see, because I watch all the reality shows. Of course, you're not asking me.
I'm not that kind of guy who's gonna sit around and watch people fight over stupid.
I feel like what it is. Maybe reality does have an influence on my life, but at the same time, I was raised to not let people walk over me and to speak my mind and to expose the hoes. You know. I just really love Ace Kingsley.
Expose.
Exactly. We're gonna expose people.
I'm a more pacifist kind of guy, but at the same time, I'm sneaky. Get you.
You're sneaky.
I'm like that, but I mean, I don't like trouble. I don't like to cause trouble. But if you want something,
he likes to argue though. He does.
I'll defend.
I always win though.
It's like yin and yang. You're a passive. He's an aggressive.
Yep. Wait, which one is the black one, Yin or Yang?
I have no idea.
People just throw that out there. Yin, 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 yin. It's the Yin Yang twin.
Yellow.
To the wall. All these bitches crawl.
What?
Ski motherfucker.
Yes. A little excerpt. yeah, where were we? I just, you know, I have to expose people, but I'm not like a controversial person, though. That's the thing. I think what I say comes off as controversial because I'm being honest with myself.
Because you're speaking your mind. It's always going to be controversial. It's like when a comedian, stand-up comedian, you know, does this, you know, a joke.
I love Wanda Sykes for that reason. She's so truthful and honest.
Wanda, really? Out of everybody, you mentioned Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes is amazing. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes is amazing.
She's made me pee on myself.
But I never heard nobody go like, Wanda Sykes is like my favorite comedian.
That is my favorite comedian. She's made me pee on myself.
Very honest.
I've literally peed on myself. I peed. Have you peed? I laughed and peed a little.
Because it's like, she's really good.
I assume you guys met at a Wanda Sykes concert.
We met on the internet, of course, just like I meet everything else.
On what, Craigslist? Casual encounters.
That would
Okay, so have you met anyone from Craigslist before?
No, but I hit up a lot of prostitutes on Craigslist.
You do? Okay.
I know, not I do. I have done before. When I was like, when I was 15 or 16, I was in Florida and I was bored. I would used to call hoes and be like, and act like it was a real transaction. Like, oh, how much for a blowjob? Oh, can I do anal? No, I don't do anal.
That would be a good prank.
Then afterwards, I would be like, okay, this is my address. I won't give a fake address. And then I'll be, your mother doesn't like you, bitch. And like say something really, really mean.
I always
and,
like, wondered, like, you know, with like Craigslist hookups and that such. I always wondered, like, what if you are talking to someone, but he's using fake pictures and stuff, like from someone else's Facebook, this and that. And then they tell you, like, you know, just walk in or whatever, and here's my address, whatever, just to get back at somebody. This person's thinking they're about to go hook up, but they go to this house and try to get in the door, and they're there, and like the person opens the door, they're like, you know, I'm ready. Like, what? I wonder if that's happened. Like, someone's.
I'm pretty sure that has happened, but I'm pretty sure most of the experience was catfish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing of like, yeah, I'm expecting this person, and then bitch, you're gonna get raped. Or...
Definitely, I feel like Craigslist is catfish, which is why I don't buy things. I feel like what's the only thing I bought my car on Craigslist, and that was even scary for me because you never know, it could have problems, you know. But yeah, I don't know Craigslist. I feel like they should get rid of it. Craigslist,
they're never gonna.
It's had its run though. It's had its run because they used to have before that. It was Yahoo Classifieds, and that's gone.
I have a friend of mine that still gets acting jobs off of Craigslist.
Acting jobs,
yeah.
Off of Craigslist.
Yeah. You can find legit stuff like if you really search around.
He got flown.
He got flown from here to Miami to do a Spanish court show for Telemundo. Off of Craigslist.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
But the bad thing about doing those court shows, specifically that one, is like usually at least my closest friends, every time they go, because they don't tell you which was going to be your case until you're there.
Until you're there.
And since you're already there in Miami, you're already there. And all my friends that have done that show, they always get like their rapist. Always. And the thing is, people believe this is real.
It's like, okay, if you're really in court on national television for a rape case, like, who does that?
Oh my God,
it's like
but the thing is, you're already trapped because you're already in Miami.
Exactly.
What are you gonna do?
It's
they already
so
flown
annoying.
You there.
It's just horrible. Like, and then they give you a fake name. They gave me a fake name,
bro,
on America's
wow.
Court.
No, but oh no, yeah, they give them even fake names, but still people
they
some
know
people,
your face.
Yeah, they know your face. They've been hitting him up on Facebook like, yo, I'm sorry I didn't know you were like a
mine,
rapist.
Thank God, mine, I was like a plumber's son or something, and he had broke this like faucet but tried to claim that it was leaky. I don't know, something like that. And yeah, and then I slept with the daughter. It was weird. It was a really weird case, and I was just, like, playing it off. It was kind of weird.
Do you know this guy, Barrett TV, by any chance?
Yes, you know
Barrett
him.
Barrett Blackman? I actually worked with him. We had a collab channel together.
Really?
You know, he had a popular collab channel called Seven People, but that fell off.
Seven. I was thinking about starting a collab channel because it seems like if a lot of
it was
of
fun
us,
at the time. It's just too much drama, but at least that was my
unless
end.
You guys live near each other, then it's
yeah,
less-
but... That's the thing. Everybody lived so far apart. It was like a couple.
We should start a collab channel.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
Get those views.
Get those views. Let's do it, man. I'm down to do anything. Yeah. I love collab channels, especially if it works out well. I love collab channels. But
so have you done anything
for Telemundo? I did 12 Corazones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that in your reel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty good friends with the producer there.
I don't like that show.
You don't like that show? I actually like that show. It's a really fun.
You look like you were gonna kill him. You don't like that show?
No,
you were like really. Really?
He always thinks that I'm intimidated. I don't know why.
I was talking about Steve.
No,
man. Had this face.
No. What I don't like about it is just I don't know. It just seems too fake for me, I guess.
Too fake? Even when I started watching that show, because that show's been forever on TV.
Soap operas are. I mean, like even when I used to watch Caso Cerrado, it. It just, the way it's shot, too, it looks like it's, like, a video camera. I kind of like it, though, but it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Soaps,
it's like, it's not.
So,
I mean, those shows work because people that don't speak Spanish watch those shows. Like I
watched them.
I was at UCB taking a class, and I said, "Oh yeah, we had this exercise. So just talk about what you did this week." And I said, "Oh yeah, I just filmed 12 Corazones." And my teacher was like, "Wait, that Spanish show on Telemundo that you date and it's by your sign and whatever." I'm like, "Yeah, I love that show. I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but I love that show."
I guess
because of the fun and the games and all that stuff.
In a way, like, yeah, it's entertaining, but at the same time, like, in my perspective, it's like,
just boost shows, man.
Because, I mean, one of my friends told me, hey, you know, you should go on it. I don't know, I just don't.
Yeah, you should do it, man. It's not like at the end of the day you're really going to end up with that person.
Yeah, and then it's
exactly.
And if you kiss somebody, it's only $40 more, whatever. Like, they give you the breakdown.
Yeah, like on Parental Control, they give you more at the end if you make out, like...
There was when I filmed that show, there was like a couple of dudes that were like, "Oh yeah, I've been on the show 5 times, and all 5 times I get eliminated," because they always eliminate people.
Wow, yeah. See, I wouldn't want to be one of the contestants. I want to have like my own episode, because that's when you get a lot. Like my cousin, she was the first episode ever in 2007 or 6, right before YouTube or when YouTube first came out. She was the first show ever. They gave. My aunt Stella, they gave her $1,500. They gave Giselle $1,500. And then they brought out food trucks and everything. So I'm like, now they probably pay really good because they have to use your house. And it's a one-day shoot.
Have you done anything like series or anything? Because, you know, they do series instead of soaps. You know how, like, Univision, they do soaps.
And on Telemundo?
Telemundo's doing more. Right now they're doing more, you know, series kind of thing. If you put them together and you look at them and way different, because Telemundo is more of it's more, how can I put it, like, I don't know, it's flexible, it's more flexible.
Telemundo is flexible
when it comes to being international, you know,
because
you always see Colombian people or even from Miami, like Cuban from Cuban descent, Puerto Ricans, all those. You know, I
haven't seen that many Puerto Ricans on Telemundo.
It's more of you know, Televisa, people from Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's way different. So they do more of a series kind of look, and Univision do more of a
soap. I honestly don't know, because I don't watch any Spanish TV, like, period.
You know,
I just gave up on Spanish TV.
I feel like Telemundo for me is, like, more interesting than Univision. Like, stuff from there. I don't know. I feel like it's more flexible, more.
You know. Yeah, they definitely have programming that speaks more to like an outside Latin crowd, you know.
Exactly.
I'm on the inside Latin crowd.
You're on the inside. You only know Cici. Por favor. Más dick.
Más dick.
Más dick, por favor.
Cuando ceviche.
Cuando ceviche?
Cuando ceviche.
Ceviche is actually a dish.
Ceviche is muy delicioso. I love ceviche.
Have you had flan before?
Huh?
Have you had flan before?
What is flan?
See, every time I tell people flan, they're like, what is flan? It's like a custard.
Oh, flan. Yeah.
Flan. Yeah, flan.
You need to learn English. I always tell him, I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, you need to learn English. When are you going to learn English?
No, that's like a huge thing. Like,
I have an accent, that's why.
Like, you guys, like, for example, if we speak, he's Cuban and Mexican. I'm Puerto Rican and Dominican. If we talk in Spanish, we probably get lost in a couple words, but we get what we're saying, you know? And Americans are like, you have to do it perfect. I remember I had this debate, this big debate with this group of people, because I was like,
it's true.
Oh, I want to go to the zoo, I say. And they say, what? Where are you going to go? I say, I want to go to the zoo and, you know, see stuff. I never been to a zoo out here. And they were like, Where are you trying to go? I'm like, the zoo, where you see the animals.
You're saying zoo, and it's like zoo. It's zoo.
Like, oh, zoo. You mean the zoo. The zoo. You need to pronounce the Z. Because if not, I don't understand you. I'm like, what the fuck?
He says Sue, too. It's like, that's like a little girl's name. Sue? You want to go to Sue?
Yeah,
like,
in Spanish, you don't really pronounce that.
But I understand.
That Z
because,
like that.
You know, he's, you know, Dominican, Puerto Rican. Maybe we have the same accent. It's just English comes out differently depending on your accent, how you speak Spanish. Because it's weird. It's like
I think it's cute though.
Her
I do.
Way different than mine. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know, maybe because because in Spanish, well, it sounds like we sing it in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The accent weird. We sing it.
I mean, it also depends which type of Spanish. Because, like, for example, Argentinian Spanish, that's like a singing Spanish.
That's a singing Spanish.
But if you talk Dominican Spanish, hell no, that's it's like a shout bigger. Spanish.
And if you're like Guatemalan, singing, it's.
I noticed that when I came to California, because I was living in Texas,
Guatemala.
I noticed that. I don't know, it's weird. And then when there's some words in Spanish, they don't understand.
So what website online you guys met?
That's a secret. That is something that we can tell you in private.
Is it the Sugar Daddy website?
No. Does he look like a Sugar Daddy?
No, but I didn't know there was a website for Sugar Daddies. Like, I was really shocked about this.
There is, and at one point, and it's funny because at one point I was really concerned. I was like, you know, maybe I need a Sugar Daddy that can really just get my acting career off the ground, like a producer, director, Sugar Daddy, you know. But I just can't stoop that low. I can't. That's low.
I have friends with Sugar Daddies.
Really?
I do. That's how I knew about it. I'm like,
really?
Because a couple of friends told me, oh yeah, I have a Sugar Daddy. Oh, Sugar Daddy. I'm like, oh, how do you even find a Sugar Daddy? Like,
they're females though.
Yeah, females mainly, and they told me, oh, there's a website for it. I'm like, really?
Something a lot of people don't know about Sugar Daddies is they're all bisexual, no matter what. Because they're not, I mean, yeah, they're having sex and stuff, but they're not, that's not their main concern. They get off by pleasuring the other person with money, spoiling them. So
yeah, going on dates.
Even if they have, like, a girl, and that's her sugar daddy, he might also have a boy on the side.
Mm.
They're all bisexual, all of them.
Yeah, and I have friends that have multiple sugar daddies.
Mm-hmm.
One pays their bills, and the other one pays their, like, luxuries.
Yeah, it's like luxury trips and stuff, and... Then you have the other one that it's like, you know, I'm going to need
a
car.
Very unstable life. Because it's like, what do you think?
It's not that unstable because from what I've heard, they get like anywhere between sometimes $1,000 up to $10,000 a month. And if you're smart and they're also paying your rent, you're just pocketing $10,000 a month. Like, you'd save it because you never know when it's going to end.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Most of them don't even save it. They're just spending. Because they're like, it's going to come
every month.
And then when that sugar daddy breaks ties,
that's why you have to
fucked.
Have multiple ones so that you always have, you know, okay, I just lost that one. I only lost $2,000 a month. I'm still at $8,000, you know? Because I'm still at
$8,000. I don't know. I mean, there was one, you know, that was like, oh yeah, I want you.
Oh, so you had an offer.
I had an offer, and I was like,
IKEA makes nice cups.
It's like, I have two hands. I can work for my shit. Like, it's okay.
He said, I have two hands, like, and I can just work for my shit.
Because he was like, you know why? But you know, you don't have to worry about anything.
You don't like have to worry about anything, so
like.
I'll be weird. I'll be weirded out if somebody, like, hey, you don't have to worry about anything. Just let me touch your dick every now and then.
You know you would. You know you fucking would. You would.
I'll be okay real quick.
That's what I'm saying.
Give me $1 million. Now.
Like, a lot of people, they're like, a lot of like straight guys, they're like, oh, you know, if some guy came over here and offered me $1,000 or $2,000 to suck my dick, I wouldn't do it. Like, you're lying because you know you would. Especially if.
Oh, I have friends that straight up, they're super straight, but they go, oh, $10,000? Hell yeah, suck
but
my
even
dick.
Like a,
you can make me come three times if you want.
But even like $1,000, because it's like, at the end of the day, if you knew no one was finding out about it or this or that, like, that's $1,000. Like, of course they're going to do it. Of course, yeah. But they deny it to everyone else. But if the offer comes up, they'll do it. They'll do it.
I
didn't want to do it with that old guy because it was like, wow, it's like looking at my grandpa. It's like, I don't know.
If I got a sugar daddy, I would want a really old one because then he would never be able to get it up. So then, you know, we wouldn't have to have sex. It would just
I heard Hugh Hefner is bisexual. Like, he likes a lot of ass stuff.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah, I was watching the documentary from...
He likes little boys.
Holly... Is it Holly Madison, her name? Or one of the playmates that hooked up with Chris Angel afterwards? Yeah, she was saying, like, she was revealing a bunch of stuff from him, and she was like, yeah, he's more gay than straight.
Wow. It's true, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has everything. Money, cars, women, cars, women. So the only thing left is men, because it's like, also he knows, okay, I'm going to die soon. I might as well just have everything. For someone that has everything, you want every. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you already have everything, you want to experience everything in a way. Yeah. That's why I'm convinced Oprah's a lesbian.
Oprah's a lesbian?
Oprah, yeah, I mean, yeah, she has to be. Her and Gail, come on. They scissor. Oprah, if you're listening, put $1 million into my account.
I think that was in a South Park episode that they show like Oprah scissoring Gail.
You know, with
Gail. Yeah, I think so.
I have to go look it up. Who? Ellen? Ellen was never straight.
Ellen's super gay.
Ellen said she was. She used to be a bartender, and she said she worked in a lesbian bar. Like, come on, like she was never straight. She said even when she thought she liked guys, she was like, oh no, false alarm.
Even when she worked at she had a sitcom. I can't remember the name right now.
Yeah, before the Ellen show.
And it was about her being gay.
Mm-hmm. I remember. She's always been like...
She's super proud, yeah.
She just didn't have the short hair. Like, she wasn't all butched out. But she always kind of wore pants. But she just had long hair.
I don't think she's like butchy.
Yeah, I think she's cute. Like, I think she's really...
Like, she's like stylish. She's like classy, and, yeah.
Whew, I love Ellen. To be like 54 and look like that, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I haven't seen her in person, so we don't too much know if that wrinkle that we're not seeing on TV is, you know, fake. Cause
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure she in person is more. She's more being up, but yeah. Still, she looks great.
She looks great, especially for a white lady.
You know who looks amazing? Howie Mandel. I was completely shocked when I found out how old that guy is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm gonna become a germaphobe
and
now.
He's the guy that was handing over the checks.
Mm-hmm.
But, so yeah, great.
But that dude is basically 60 years old, and he looks like he's in his 30s. Honestly,
do you think they do like surgery or something?
I don't think him. He's really meticulous. He's really particular. He doesn't even touch rails, you know, when he goes downstairs. No, he has always hands in his pocket. He's really like a legit germaphobe.
Wow.
I don't even know how he has sex with his wife.
Yeah, because coochie can be really nasty.
He probably like bring some hairspray.
Lysol
that shit.
Then he puts
gloves.
Then he puts like plastic down.
He has like cameras on his house just to make sure his wife doesn't touch anything.
And cameras on his dick to make sure that his wife doesn't touch his dick while he's sleeping.
We love you, Howie. We love you.
Yes, we do. And I would like you to get me on your show because
I mean, he has multiple shows, tons of shows. He's constantly having shows.
I wanted to be on Take It All. Could you imagine if me and you were on Take It All? Could you imagine if me and you were on Take It All together?
That would have been awesome.
I would have just been like, come on, like teamwork right there. Because like,
if it was another person, you would have totally screwed them over, though.
Yeah, I would have. No, honestly.
Yeah.
Because either way, I would have been like, I would have seen it as two chances. Like, if us two get to the end, well, obviously we're gonna be truthful with each other. And then if I kick everybody else out of the competition, and you get sent home early on, but I'm still there. Then of course I'll give you some money, like, you know. So either way it'll work out.
But what about if you go at the end and both of you guys put Take It All, and then you did all that for nothing?
That's the thing. Like me, it would be like body language in a way. Like say I didn't even know you were gonna be scheduled on the same episode as me. The moment I saw, oh shit, Steve, I'm not gonna even pretend like I'm your friend, but I'm gonna know like. Mm-hmm. He's thinking what I'm thinking. Like, once we get to the end, we're just gonna, you know, part our separate ways and be friends. Because if we, you know, that would be stupid to take it all and then...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if the other person just puts Take It All, you're blocked.
But you know me. You can... You know me.
Yeah, but you put in the perfect scenario. That's you and me, that we know each other from prior and we know what we're doing.
Oh, I'm like saying what if I would have like, done with that girl with, like, the poof? I would have, like, me and my sister were talking about that episode, too, because I had to show her your episode, because Mm-hmm. I saw your little crocodile tears. But I really felt for you, but I was like, dang, he really got worked up over his mom. Like, ooh, emotional. That's probably why you won. They saw emotion. The producers were like, we're going to let him win.
No, no, honestly, just total honesty. In that show, it was they didn't even know who's going to move on, you know? Mm-hmm. It's at the end of the day, it's, they already have set prices and stuff, and if you happen to move on, you move on. So I was truly blessed that I even moved on. When I got that hot dog cart, I'm like, I'm gone. So yeah. Thankfully, that Asian chick just took it from me. And
you know what I would have done, though, is like with like that girl with the poof. From the beginning, I knew. I said, she's shady because she was playing people before they got to the finale. So he knew not to trust this bitch. What I would have done is just told her, because it's a reality show. You could say what you want. I'd have been like sitting across from her like, oh, what are you going to do? I would have just been very honest. I would have been like, well, because by this time, you already know she's going to push take it all. So I would have told her, you know, with her little bullshit lies, I would have been like, just let you know, I am putting take it all. So because I know that's what you chose. So we're just going to walk out of here with nothing. That would have put her in a really mental. Yes, she still could have pushed take it all, but then she would have really thought, oh, shit. Maybe if I just, you know, don't do take it all, he'll share something with me or something because, yeah.
No, well, I mean,
if you put her in that position.
I mean, but if you are straight up saying, I'm going to put take it all, she's going to be then, fuck it, I'm going to put take it all. Because, like.
Yeah, but no, that I'm saying I wouldn't have said, like, in your position, I wouldn't have said it. But I'm good with reading people, and I knew, I'm like, you already know what's up her sleeve. So I would have told her straight up, I'm pushing take it all. So it would have just jeopardized her plan anyway.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, who's winning? Nobody.
But remember, now it changes the game. It puts the game out of just her hands into now yours, because if she pushes take it all, whatever she chooses, you've already coped with the fact that she's pushed take it all, even though she hasn't. So, okay, you guys are going home with nothing. But the fact that you tell her, okay, I'm going to push take it all, it's either she pushes take it all, you guys go home with nothing, or she pushes, you know, she'll keep hers, and you put take it all, and you take everything. So either way, it would have just gotten it on her mind, is what I'm saying. Like, he just basically let her have that one by trusting her. I would have been like, no, bitch.
So if you would have been with the other guy.
The black gay guy? Yeah. I would, like... Gay people can be trusted, I've realized. Not all of them. But the ones like him, you can always tell. Like, I could tell from the guy, I was like, oh, like, yeah. She was fucked up for what she did. But I knew I could trust him, yeah. I definitely would have.
I wonder if she got a hold of him afterwards or something.
I don't think so. And I tried to look up that information, but I didn't see it anywhere.
I mean, you can find them on Twitter, probably. Especially by that time, you could have probably found them on Twitter. Because I found the guy from the first episode. Because I really liked that guy. I found him on Twitter, and I followed him, and he followed me, and we started talking. And he didn't win anything, but
try to see if he or someone knows, like, how to find that girl and get in contact with her to see if, like, she ever did anything. Cause,
I mean, I'm pretty sure, because she's pretty memorable because of her hair and stuff. You would take it all poofier.
And she literally, she was like, yes, I will donate. I just, you know, I so am for, like, gay rights and stuff, and I love your cause and what you're doing. And she was just talking a mile a minute.
Yeah,
that right there is a liar.
Was she the one that said, oh, yeah, I don't want the money?
Yeah,
I just want the trip or something.
Yeah, she's like, I just don't want the money. I just want, you know, the trip and everything.
Because I'm
gonna
tell
going
my grandma.
To your cause. Yeah, sure. Everything is going to your cause and this and that. And he's like, I really believe you, and I'm so grateful. I really think that she's gonna no. Tell the bitch you're gonna take it all. Then y'all walk out of there with nothing, but. At least it's better than her walking out of there with something. I wouldn't have let her walk. I would have killed her, probably, to be honest, after the thing.
Yeah, people were, like, really mad.
Yeah, no, they were really mad. After her episode is why it got canceled, because it was on so many blog sites, so many news, NBC, like, all... And it's funny, because the show was under NBC, but they had, like a news article on NBC. Like, I was reading it. They're like, yes, this shows people that people are greedy, and it's during Christmas time. But, damn, that would have been a bomb-ass show for me to get on, because I could use, you know, 10,000 at least.
I mean, they have they always have multiple game shows you can audition. Now they have that one with Ryan Seacrest.
You tried to get me on Family Game Night, but I'm not 21. I'm not 21 until December. And I probably wouldn't have gotten on it anyway because nothing ever falls through.
I think that's your problem, Jared. You just have to turn 21, man. Once you turn 21, things are going to be amazing. Yeah. You're going to get on the real world. You can get on any game show you want, anything pretty much.
It's weird how that's a requirement considering you don't really have to drink. But I don't know.
It's the same with me. It's like, oh man, I'm not 25, because I get a lot of callbacks and auditions and bookings out of nowhere for beer commercials and things like that.
But I need to be
legal 25 in order to do it. Like there was this huge one. I remember I was at a callback for a Taco Bell commercial, and this Miller Lite people really needed a lot of people, and the director is like, oh my god. Do you want to be on this commercial, Miller Lite? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not legal 25. Like, ah. And they were basically taking 20 people and flying them to Cancun in Mexico to film the commercial.
See, that's the thing. It's like,
and then
as an actor, it's like you also don't want to be 25 because that, you know, the age.
TikTok.
Yeah, you want to be young. You want to be. So I'll be fine with 21, but I don't know.
Keep at it, man. I'm telling you. It's going to happen. Doors closes, but other open up. And I know you do great in the business. And the great thing about you as well is, like, the difference between you and me and other actors as well is, like, let's say you try and don't get to that point that I know you're not going to get to that point, but you don't get to the point of, like, oh, I'm not doing anything. You know, acting's not working for me. I'm quitting. I'm going back home. And people that go back home, it's like sometimes they have to go, they're in the Middle East or they're in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, East Coast or South America.
Yeah.
You're here. Like you're in California. No matter what, you're going to be here. Mm-hmm. So you still can keep at it and keep at it.
Some people, they come here with this dream. Like they come literally like, okay, I have this like 6 months or this window, this 3 month window mm-hmm. in the summer or whatever. Drop everything, their job, everything. They come to L.A. They're living, you know, in whatever, a shared hotel room, anything, on people's couches, just trying to get auditions and agents. And it's crazy because some of them come here without even agents. And it's like, wow, that is so risky. I would have probably just been, you would have seen me on Skid Row, to be honest. You would just see me out there.
Because, to be honest, when I came here, I didn't know what SAG was.
Yeah.
When I came out here, honestly. And now I've been out and about, and
now
I've been, you know, it's just a matter of keep hustling, man. Keep hustling, and even if you go to an audition and you don't get it, you still learn something, you know, and you still got your face shown, and the casting director is going to know you, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy how they remember.
What's that?
To keep positive, that's a good thing.
Yeah, just keep positive, man. Keep trying, keep working hard, and eventually, someday, somehow, the right person is going to see you, and they're going to give you that role. Because at the end of the day, that's what you need. It's just that one role that you're going to blow out.
Telling my sister, like, even with, like, Aaron Paul on Breaking Bad, Jesse's character was not supposed to last that long. It was not supposed to last until the final episode of the entire show. He was supposed to be in the first season only and get killed off. But they liked something about his character. He brought something new to the table. It was different. It was weird. And on top of this, he was on some game show. I forgot some type of game. The Price is Right. He was on The Price is Right. He came here to L.A. trying to act and stuff. Wasn't getting anything. And managed to land one of the biggest roles in history. That's like one of the biggest TV shows ever.
And managed to keep alive his character.
Exactly. And managed to keep his character alive, which is a quick transition into Fast and Furious. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. Now he blow up, man. And that could be your story someday.
Yeah, and it's crazy because one show, he has like a million followers on Twitter. I'm like, no one's ever seen his face before except for on Breaking Bad, and it just turned into this big thing. And even with the character, his Walter White Jr., Flynn on there, RJ Mitty, that's his name. They didn't plan on having a cerebral palsy actor. But he auditioned, and he probably thought, okay, I'm going up against all these people who are don't have this condition, and I'm not going to get it. And look, he got it. Like, and they used it in the show. Like, he doesn't walk with, like, canes and stuff and crutches, he was saying, but it's like they told him to really play up on his disability. And I'm like, wow. So that really good. That goes to show you anything can happen, because what are the chances of that? Like, them taking someone who has a disability over and making him part of the show.
And I bet he's a nice handicap. He's not that asshole in the metro station.
No, he's very nice. I've had friends who've met him, and they say he's very nice. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, wow. It's like you can literally make the show what it is. Like, he made the show what it is, and so did Jesse, and great show. But
yep, and on that note, we have reached the end of the podcast, man. Congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah, yeah. So, Jared, is there anything you want to plug?
You guys can follow me on Twitter, at Jared, just my name, at J-A-R-R-E-T-T. And my YouTube channel, youtube.com/psychoticinc.
When's the next new video coming up?
Hopefully within the next 2 weeks. I'm just going to start off small with the vlogs, and then I'll unveil the secret projects that are coming.
And they're all going to be on that YouTube channel, right?
Yes. I'm stopping my second channel, my third channel, fourth, fifth, all these things. I have ranting channels, and it's crazy because I had a viral video a few weeks ago, and it got removed, but on the ranting channel. But I'm just sticking to one channel. If I want to rant, it's going to be on Psychotic Ink. If I want to do a music video, Psychotic Ink. If I want to talk to the camera, Psychotic Ink.
So go and follow him on Psychotic Ink and also on Twitter, which is at
Jarrett. J-A-R-R-E-T-T. Very simple.
His verified Twitter account, people. Do you have a verified Twitter account? I think not.
No, they
do. But Jarrett does. I don't even have a verified Twitter account. Honestly, I don't. Guys, after you check out Jared's stuff, go and check out my stuff if you have time, you know, stevedes.com for anything Steve Des wise. And guys, thank you for staying a while with this cute ass smile. I that was like a phrase I invented when I was like in sixth grade. I can't believe I'm doing this is insane. But thank you guys, I'll see you on the next Steve Des Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Des Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedes.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Des on Twitter at SteveDesTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDesShow. See you next time.